All right, what's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Rebunked. My name is Scott, coming at you live from Nashville, Tennessee, Music City, and I got a fantastic episode for you guys tonight. Another solution-focused episode in the realm of the repopulation agenda, right? You know, we talked to a combat midwife last week about home birth and all that exciting stuff, so now we're going to go a little bit further back in that whole process and talk about the infertility chaos that's going on out there. Like, what the heck is going on with it? Is there anything we can do about it? We've got some awesome guests here to talk about it. But before we get too far into it, I just want to tell you about some of the affiliates. If you want to help support the show, I know a lot of you shop at the Wellness Company already. So if you want to help the show out, you can use the code REBUNKEDNEWS, and that helps the show out. So, you know, you got your spike support. You got all of your immune system supplements and all these new med kits that they're coming out with, which is pretty cool. So if you already shop at the Wellness Company, or if you're looking for like telehealth support for like prescriptions and stuff like that. So, they offer like a monthly plan, use them, use the code REBUNKEDNEWS, helps the show. Also, truthtrs.com, advanced TRS heavy metal detox. This is a heavy metal detox protocol. It's fantastic stuff. I use it all the time. Can't recommend it enough. And just by going to Truth TRS and shopping here, that helps the show. This is like basically a site. It's like I built this on top of my affiliate link. So anything that you click and any purchase you make on here helps the show and helps you eliminate all the heavy metals that you got in your body. Like, and it's just been for me, it was like, I talk about this all the time. There's like the brain fog, right? Like I started using TRS and it was like, after a couple of weeks, I was like, damn, I'm like sharp. I'm like my words are right there. Like I'm on it. And I feel like a lot of it had to do with, you know, just heavy metal toxicity, right? So, great way to support the show, truthtrs.com. Learn more about all that crap. The t-shirt shop is on fire, you guys, as always. So rebunk.news/shirts. I got a shirt right here. This is, you can get one of these at the t-shirt shop. Compliance is violence, folks. When you comply, you know, people die. I got that shirt here too. When you comply, you die. Don't comply, folks. Whatever's coming next, whatever it is, I don't know what it's going to be. Whatever it is, just don't do what they tell you. It's just the whole freaking point, right? Just don't do what they tell you. So anyway, we've got all the swag in the shirt shop there, all kinds of different awesome designs. Of course, we got women. Let's see. We got hoodies, a $30 hoodie. You cannot get a $30 hoodie anywhere in the universe except at the t-shirt at rebunk.news/shirts, right? We got women's shirts. We got hats. We got stickers, all that crap. So great way to support the show, rebunk.news/shirts. You can find links to all of that at the main site, rebunk.news. You can see all the affiliate links at the top. Value for value donations. A lot of you became Bitcoin millionaires and billionaires this last week. So if you want to throw your boy some Bitcoin, there you go, right there. Social media, video platforms, all that good stuff. And then let's see. So as you're at the top of the page here, you'll see the Substack. So now the Substack is where you go to stay up to date with the show. So you go rebunk.substack.com. This is basically the email list that keeps you up to date with the show. Go register for free. That way you get email notifications about whenever I'm about to go live or any announcements with the show. There's also an option to do like a $5 a month, kind of like a Patreon type of deal on there. If you want to help support the show that way, that helps a lot. Thank you to everybody that's already supporting the show that way. But if you want to help support that way, rebunk.substack.com. So lots of different ways to support the show. Value for value. If you get value out of the show, you know, consider supporting it. And that's all I got to say about that. So very excited tonight. Like I said, another solution-focused show. We have returning guest Anthony Samaroff, who is on to talk about terrain, the terrain model from terrainscience.com, and a new guest, Dr. Megan Mankow, who we are here to discuss the infertility crisis. So you guys, thank you so much for joining me. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having us. Yeah, you're a star.
Oh, come on, dude. Like, come on now. We're just doing our thing, man.
You've got an excellent taste for choosing guests.
I know. Isn't it amazing? Dude, I do have, I have to say, I have fantastic taste in guests, and you guys are no exception. So, well, before we get too far into it, like, Anthony, I knew you were on the show before. Let's give Dr. Manco a little bit of time here. Why don't you tell us about your background, how you got into this field of interest and like, you know, your path that you're on right now.
Yeah, so I always knew from a young age that I wanted to go into medicine. And it took me a little bit of like trial and error. Some of the more natural pathways into medicine didn't seem fitting for myself. And so I took a couple years just trying some alternative health methods, going for appointments, doing my research. And I finally came across traditional Chinese medicine. And I absolutely fell in love with it because, one, I think it is very effective and powerful. The other reason is I'm not adding anything to the body. We are just stimulating the body's own natural healing abilities. And I also really, it's a beautiful medicine because it relates the body back to nature, which is where we came from. And so all of the organ systems are related to the elements. And I just really value this whole philosophy. So that was kind of what got me into traditional Chinese medicine and acupuncture. And I do herbs with that. And then, yeah, and pretty early on, I found my calling into sexual and reproductive health. I worked while I was going through school. I worked at a fertility clinic, so I got to know the ins and outs of that and how IVF and IUI worked, as well as I was working with other acupuncturists and doctors that were treating fertility. So I got a little head start while I was still in school. And then as soon as I graduated, dove right into the specialty of fertility, but decided to take it a step further. I'm really passionate about just pelvic health in general. So anyone going through painful periods, painful intercourse, premature ejaculation, that's kind of my wheelhouse. And since then, I've just been taking all the valuable courses I can, doing all my research, and just really pouring myself into sexual and reproductive health. So I'm super excited that we're hosting this retreat and that I got to meet Anthony, and just such a great collaboration, and excited for the future.
Well, we'll definitely get into that, you guys. So this is, you know, they're actually hosting an in-person retreat here, 29 days, 23 hours, 52 minutes. You know what I'm saying? So we'll get into that. We'll get into that. There's links in the episode description, but that's amazing. Congratulations on all that. I mean, it sounds like you guys are on the path, like on the path you're meant to be. Before we get too far into it, I don't want to derail things too much here, but I guess I have an expert here on it. So ancient Chinese medicine, is there anywhere within that they explain disease transmission and like viruses, like virus disease transmission? Like, how does that work? You know what I'm saying?
Actually, there's a whole school on it. So there's different schools of thoughts that people can kind of major in. And that was how we had to write our thesis. We picked one of the main five schools of thought. And so I didn't write my thesis on it, but I do know a little bit. And the way Chinese medicine views the body is there's different layers and organ systems that fight off viruses. And so it depends. Really what we do is we would take a full health history intake and go over all the symptoms, because the same disease can show up differently for different people. Like, not everyone's the same. So that's where we really take into account the individualization of a person. But what we're seeing in viral diseases is oftentimes this kind of like on-off switch. And we call that in Chinese medicine, it's in the Xiaoyang level of the body. And so it's where it's not quite internal, so you're not always getting the symptoms. And it's also on the exterior. So that usually shows up as like sweating, fever, and like your body trying to rid yourself of that. But yeah, I think that's, I don't know if I really answered your question.
No, that's fine. That's fine. I was just seeing like, you know, cause I know Anthony's a big terrain guy. So it's all about like the terrain of the body, like that determines. And I was wondering where the overlap was with that and like Chinese medicine as well. Like, and so it sounds like it's, and when we say like, when I say viruses, like we're talking like, I don't know, man, we can do a whole episode on this. I don't want, I don't want to get too derailed on it, but
I feel like from what I've learned from Megan, Dr. Manco, and other people that I've encountered that are enthusiastic for Chinese medicine, is it's much more about supporting the body and doing what it does naturally than it is, you know, the pharmaceutical model, which is we need to intervene chemically and get the body to do stuff, either force it to do things or compensate. You know, they don't really believe that the body can heal in Western medicine, because if it was smart enough to do that, it wouldn't have got sick in the first place. Whereas I feel like they've got the understanding in traditional medicine that the body knows how to do these things. It knows how to clean itself. It knows how to eject unwanted intruders, or let's say not support them breeding. But that's something that we can support the body in doing rather than replace the function on. I think, you know, if you start to use a crutch, you begin to always use that crutch. As you can see, like with antibiotics, for example, people end up killing off the microbiome, all of the good bacteria in the body, and then they get infected. They get what we call infections more and more often because they don't have the good bacteria to help counterbalance you know, what they call the bad bacteria.
Yeah, definitely. So anyway, I don't want to spend too much time on this because, like, Anthony, we've already did a whole episode on the terrain model, and it's just something that fascinates me for sure. But I just love how, you know, yes, it's not about chemical intervention through pharmaceutical products. It's about getting back to training the body how to do what the body knows how to do already. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's pretty basic stuff. So right on. Well, Anthony, do you want to tell us a little bit about yourself too, for anybody that might not have caught the last episode?
Cool. Well, my job is I'm a psychotherapist, beyourselfandloveit.com. And that's, I created a side gig, I guess, which was writing about libertarianism, economics, political science, and things like that. And because I was a theater critic, I wrote about 150 plays. People liked the right way I wrote about these issues because most economists are boring, frankly. So I kind of like brought this fun, punchy style. And with COVID and everything going on, I'd already written about healthcare reform, and I had my own healing journey. I don't know how much we talked about that in the other show, but, you know, I used to have stuff like eczema, psoriasis, blotching, low energy levels, low moods, digestive issues, gluten, dairy intolerance, bouts of depression and anxiety. And I treated all of that with the kind of protocols that we're enacting in our retreat, our fertility retreat. And I don't have those conditions anymore. And I've spoken to people who were told we were incurable with colitis and things like that through research, my research. And with protocols like this, reverse their disease. So the body has the ability to heal itself when it's given the correct support. The thing is, it's just not enough people hanging around that have done it already for people to know that. And also, you know, even if your doctor has, like my friend who reversed colitis, his doctor told him, look, I obviously you're getting better and my patients aren't, but I can't speak about this because I'm liable and I can lose my medical license. Doctors are only allowed to prescribe surgery and pharmaceuticals. Mm-hmm. And so even if they get to know about this stuff, their ability to inform is limited. So we're kind of like trying to create avenues for people who want to explore. Look, if you just want to go down the pharmaceutical or mainstream road, I've got nothing against it. What I do have something against is people not having access to the information to make an informed decision on all 100%. The options that are available to them.
Yeah, that's my big push too. It's like particularly around like the injections, right? A COVID injection is like they deliberately work so hard to suppress any sort of alternative information around that. So I'm so passionate about providing that. Like if they aren't going to do it, someone's got to do it. So I guess it's our job to do it. So, you know, in your work, you know, just being a source to provide all the information that doctors aren't even allowed to talk about. That's huge. Right. So that's awesome, man. Right on. Well, so when it comes to like the infertility situation, I got lots of questions, but like, let's just talk like kind of big picture and kind of zoom in from there. But like what, obviously we've heard in the news, you hear all these people talking about this massive decrease in the amount of fertility, men and women, right? Over the last several decades. Right. And I feel like the discussion around it has really kind of intensified just in these last few years in particular, you know? And so what do you guys think big picture, and we'll kind of zero in from here, is the cause of all this? So like going back to, you know, maybe like the 70s, and then you see in like the decline, and then the dramatic decline in more recent years.
Well, I honestly think that the solution is pretty simple, as well as the cause is simple, but it compiles over time. And so a big factor is stress. When we live in this lifestyle of stress all the time, we aren't supplying our reproductive organs with energy, blood supply. We're just not prioritizing it. And it's really difficult to get out of this level of stress when we're just working constantly to live. We have so many thoughts going on in our head. So that's honestly a really huge one. The other one is diet. We need lots of nourishment, minerals, all sorts of things, but we don't always have those options available to us, or we don't know how to choose for our own bodies. So diet is huge. And then the other one is circulation, so blood flow and energetic flow to the reproductive organs. With our posture in today's society, for lack of a better way to kind of describe it, as like, I'll use a metaphor that we're just like kinked hoses. And so like just our posture, the way we stand and the environment we're in, we're not allowing sufficient blood flow to our reproductive organs. And then another big thing that I'll let Anthony speak to is this, the toxicity of the world that we live in, and not allowing these. So even if we do get the correct food, it's not entering our cells as well as it could be. And actually, to go back to your how Chinese medicine and terrain science as well, is digestive system is huge. I can't work on anyone without ensuring their digestive system is functioning as well as it can, because that's how we absorb our nutrients, our minerals. It's where all of a majority of the happiness chemicals, hormones are produced. So digestive system is huge, and making sure that that's working well. And like Anthony says, like, we're overloaded with toxins right now.
You want to speak to that a little bit, Anthony?
Well, as the famous quote goes, death begins in the colon. And one way that we support is, you know, high quality probiotics, the kinds that can actually colonize in your digestive tract. So, I mean, it's not just fertility, although that's important. People are suffering from so many chronic diseases now. And I suspect the two are not unrelated, right? When we look just a few, the chemical combine industries were created in the 1930s. And since then, we've admitted so many chemicals into our water, our food supply, our air. And your body creates its own waste. It creates its own metabolic waste. Now, this can definitely cause a problem if you eat too much of the wrong food too often. However, it's fairly simple to clear out metabolic waste. You know, you reduce the amount of food, you take more liquids, especially vegetable juice and fruits, or you fast entirely, you drink lots of water, and your body can start to clean out its own wastes, because those are water soluble. But some of these chemicals, we weren't involved with them. You're putting in microplastics, heavy metals, you're putting synthetic chemicals that have big long names that you can't even pronounce, and the body's going, what am I meant to do with this? Where am I meant to put it? Okay, well, I've got some fat over here. I'll put it over there so that it doesn't harm me. And people are, you know, getting overweight with the body's own defense mechanism, trying to keep these chemicals away from the essential organs. So when we look at blood samples from newborns, according to the Environmental Working Group, they contain an average of 287 toxins, from mercury and fire retardants, pesticides, food additives, Teflon, chemicals from body care products, air pollutants, and toxic plastic compounds. Again, I just heard again today, microplastics were found in 100% of placentas. So. So I'm thinking that people are going for infertile for the same reason as all other chronic conditions are on the rise: toxicity, nutritional deficiency. When we look at the way that we're treating the soil, when you spray these pesticides, you kill the microorganisms. Soil isn't just dead matter. It's made of millions, billions, trillions of microorganisms. And some of these pre-digest minerals so they can be absorbed from the plant. So we're over-farming. We're not putting the same minerals into the soils we're taking out. We're spraying the chemicals that kill the microorganisms in the soil so that the plants can't absorb the nutrients that are in the soil. Then you're ingesting those pesticides. They kill off your own microbiome, your own microorganisms that are meant to help you digest and as this creating a perfect storm where we're not getting the nutrients. The cells are full of toxins, so they can't admit nutrients. And you also need nutrients to bind with toxins to take them out of your body. So as Megan said, stressful living. She's a doctor of Chinese medicine and acupuncturist. There's also an energetic flow to the cell. Not everyone believes in it, but humor me, you know, qi or ki, or as it's called prana in India, which can be restored reportedly with treatments like acupuncture. Then, you know, people don't have this community that they used to. And I think that's one of the things that you kind of get on a retreat such as the one that we're trying to provide, where you actually have access to other people who understand you and are facing the same problems, not who have glib solutions like, oh, I'm sure it'll work out. The bottom line is you need to provide the body the conditions that it can replicate. You get a whole new generation of cells every second. Every 7 years, you have a whole new body, but that doesn't necessarily mean you have a better one. Healthy cells build healthy tissues. Healthy tissues build healthy organs. Healthy organs build healthy bodies. And healthy bodies have always been able to conceive. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here. None of us would be here. So what we need to do is start to reverse this process of degeneration that's causing all of the chronic conditions, including in young children. And then, you know, we'll start to see everything comes online. As Charlotte Gerson said, you cannot heal selectively. When you heal the body, everything heals, just as a rising tide lifts all boats, you know. So we've got to stop just thinking out in the atomic level. Oh, you've got this symptom, you've got this symptom. How do we provide the conditions for human flourishing, for optimal health?
I love that, man. That's amazing. I'm curious. So I've heard recently, I've been talking to some people, and there's like, I do like big vegetable smoothies, right? And they're like, well, you're not putting spinach in there, are you? Or they're not putting kale in there. And I'm like, wait a minute, what are you talking about? So are there any vegetables I should avoid? I heard kale absorbs heavy metals out of the soil, and that's what I'm like ingesting. And then spinach gives you some like, what is it? I can't even remember. There's some like kidney stones. Like it gives you kidney stones. Like, okay, so what vegetables should I avoid? Or are these people crazy, or what's going on here? Because then I got so demoralized. I'm like, stopped doing vegetable smoothies.
Everyone, someone will tell you there's something wrong with everything. Like, the thing is, compared to what, right? Because see, if you go for a McDonald's, they don't go, oh crap, you're not having a McDonald's, are you? You know, you're going to give yourself a heart attack, you know, blah, or something like that. No, that's fine. But as soon as you try and do something healthy, like I used to think at least everyone could agree that fruit is good for you. But no, apparently some people on the internet think that the sugar in an apple metabolizes the same as the sugar in a donut. Do you have anything to say about don'ts, Megan, regarding vegetables, or shall I continue?
You can continue. Yeah, no.
Okay. I definitely think, like, you know, kale is not on its own an optimal food for the human digestive system, because that fiber is extremely hard to digest. So if you're going to cook it, you know, you do want to steam it pretty well so that it's soft, so that it can go through your system. Definitely juicing to excess could be problematic, but I wouldn't think that throwing a bit of kale in there is going to do you more harm than good, because what you're doing is you're squeezing the vegetable for the water, which is perfectly structured by nature. And the water you get from vegetable juice is so beneficial compared to the water that you get out of your tap, because by the time you pour it, it goes through all the pipes. It's not H2O, it's like H200O100. It's all a big jumble of molecules, and it's very difficult for your body to make use of the water. Whereas when you're getting this fresh water out of vegetables, it's structured properly. I definitely think you don't want to be putting tons and tons of spinach in day after day, week after week. But you know, a little bit of spinach is going to be beneficial. It is an outlier in terms of certain nutrients that, you know, when you're doing, if you do all spinach all the time, but those are things that those two are things that could be done to excess. But what are you going to get most liquid from? Well, celery, you get tons of liquid from. I challenge people to just try celery juice, like not a small quantity, a large quantity in the morning, and watch how it cleans out your system after 20 to 30 minutes you'll be running. Just celery. I've noticed even if you put an apple in it, it doesn't have the same laxative effect somehow. I can't explain why that is. I don't know why. If you chuck a couple of apples, I know I've had to, because some people just won't drink it because it's not sweet enough. So I put some apples in, but I realize I don't get the shits when I do that. But what I'm saying is you want to, because you might have old hard material in there that's been there for days, weeks, months, God forbid years. And when you do this and you get that effect, because when you drink water, it doesn't go all the way through the digestive tract. As soon as it hits your big, long, windy tube, it starts getting absorbed through the walls of the tube. Whereas if you just have pure celery juice, whoosh, you know, it goes all the way through the tube. So you're really getting that rehydrational effect where you're getting that water going all the way through the system, which is going to compensate for the dry food, the corn chips, the toast that you've been eating all your life that has a desiccating effect on the digestive tract. So yeah, I mean, throw a little bit of kale in there, throw a little bit of spinach in there, don't be shy, but you can get more of your liquid from celery, from carrots, from other stuff.
Well, that's interesting. I wasn't juicing. I was like actually just throw them in like a NutriBullet like blender, like making smoothies. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like
very
that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, the body is the ultimate arbitrator, right? Mm-hmm. So, how did you feel when you were doing these things? Did you feel like?
Amazing.
Well, then tell them to S the F up. Then.
Okay, great. I'm going back to smoothies. Yeah, baby. Yeah, we got it. And I throw an avocado in there and it just turns into like this luscious, just.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right. Awesome. So, yeah. So obviously it's just like the train conversation. It's like, it's really all about getting back to like the health of your body, eliminating toxicity, boosting your nutrition, and then stress. Like these are all the elements. Like if you talk to like Don Lester, what is it?
Yeah,
Don Lester, David Parker. They say literally the cause of disease is toxicity, malnutrition, stress, EMF radiation, right? Like, so this is all the same stuff that we're talking about when we're having the fertility conversation. So it's like, it's very interesting how those like align almost perfectly, you know?
Yeah. And you know, one thing I would add to that list recently, because of some of the contacts that we've made in Mexico that are near, like muscular tension is huge. I never knew how much I was suffering from it before I came into contact with these alternative practitioners. Basically saved me from carpal tunnel syndrome, which I was well on the way to getting. So, yeah, and these are things that we can address as well, because we've got friends and colleagues in the area that are extremely skilled in this area.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, go ahead, Dr. Mangad. See, you want to jump in there?
Yeah. Well, I wanted to talk about soil health as well.
Please.
That matters, because that's the problem, is we're also killing the soil. We're over farming, we have monocrops, and so I think it's time for us to take our decisions. We can be powerful with our decisions. And so, one, listening to our own body, exactly how Anthony said, does kale make you feel good? Keep eating it. If it doesn't, like, everyone's different. Maybe your digestive system can't handle it. And then there are different things. Another solution is to maybe cook your vegetables so it starts to break down. Another big issue we have is we aren't chewing our food enough.
That's so huge.
Times. That's where the digestive process starts, is in our mouths. So those are things to consider if you are having intolerance to different foods. But it matters the quality and where you get your food. And so, yeah, I've been so lucky. I've gone on tours of the local farmer that we get all of our products from. He's a generational farmer and has many degrees in agroecological farming. And so what that is it's a step further than permaculture even, because what he's doing is regenerating the soil. So I got to go on a tour of him making his own compost and then using that on the farm. And he was showing me pictures of the farmlands, like before he started farming and after, and just how much it's alive. And even seeing the compost, the processed compost that had been there for a couple months, like doing its thing, versus the new one he was just starting. And you can see the difference. It's huge. And you can taste the difference. I can tell when I get my fruit from him versus someone else. Wow. And so it's been really cool to see that whole process and like trust that is available to us. And also in this area, pesticides and insecticides are actually quite expensive. So most farmers don't use them. And so that is the thing with using the word organic. Nothing's ever truly organic anymore, but we are very close because not a lot of farmers do use pesticides or insecticides here, at least where we're sourcing our food. So you're always going to get a little bit. It's almost unavoidable now. But I love going to farmers markets. Like I used to live in Calgary, Canada, and talk with your local farmers. They're passionate about what they do. So they would love to kind of share the process, I'm sure of it. And so that quality really matters.
Absolutely.
Yes, and I love this way of approaching things, because it's bringing, when you farm right, we've got this idea that humans just come along and destroy the environment. But when you do these things right, you can improve the environment. Humans often have improved the environment in various places. You know, I was like, God gave us two hands, right? So you can use them to go around punching people in the face, or, you could go around shaking hands and making friends. You know, we can each use our hands to make a positive contribution in the world. And I love the fact that when we run a retreat program like this, we get to finance this way of farming. Our money go like, and I love that double meaning in terrain science. It's almost like the terrain model, terrain. We talk about the body and our terrain, but one of the reasons why we abuse our terrain, our internal terrain, is because we abuse the external terrain. You know, we spray the external terrain with poisons and then we ingest that. So I love this idea of getting the soil where we grow our food right. And then we're doing good for the planet, for the terrain of the planet, but we're also doing good for our internal terrain. It works on all levels. It's an above so below thing.
Absolutely. You know, it's a disgrace the way we treat our environment. And it's like, I'm not even like a climate change sort of way. It's like pollution, like just like the, it's horrible, right? And it's a microcosm or a macrocosm of how we treat ourselves and kind of the philosophy and approach to that. It's like, oh, there's an ailment or there's something wrong, let's pour some chemicals on it, you're good, no problem.
It's amazing how someone will say, oh, I'm not going to spend that money, oh, that's very expensive for a smoothie, let's say, but they wouldn't think twice about spending the same amount of money or more for a beer. It's like, it's crazy in terms of our priorities of what's important to us.
Amazing. Well, let's talk about this. Clinic or what do you call it? Retreat. Let's talk about the retreat a little bit, you guys. So tell me, there's a link, you guys, in the episode description. Youcanconceiveit.com takes you to this lovely website. So tell us about what's going on here.
Yeah. So we're lucky enough to be based out of Ixtapa Palace Resort here in Zihuatanejo, Mexico. So we have all accommodations provided. We have two lovely pools, beautiful scenery, a garden that we've been working on with the farmer that I was telling you about. He does permaculture classes with us. And so we have these lovely accommodations. We're taking care of all of the food, juices, meals for you. And the reason why we think this is going to be so impactful is we are taking away a lot of those lifestyle factors. You don't have to stress about anything. You're hanging out on a beach in the pool. With infertility, lots of times it can be viewed very medically, and we lose that intimacy and connection with partners if that's the way we're going about it. And so we really want to foster this community where people who are going through the same struggle can talk about it. Because I think that's also another reason why the infertility crisis just all of a sudden popped up, is it's quite a intimate experience and not a lot of people feel comfortable sharing with their friends and family what they're going through. So I don't think we realized how much infertility was affecting the world until recently. So that is the thing, is we're trying to take all of those factors out of it for you. You can just enjoy yourself in this beautiful beach town. There's markets all around, food's provided. You'll be getting body work a couple times a week. I'll be providing acupuncture and some more educational information on how we can take care of our reproductive organs. Anthony's going to be leading the intimacy connection, expert education, advice. And so these are all things you can go home with to continue the healing journey when you go home. But we are just trying to kind of give you the space to get your body healthier.
Yeah. And, you know, there'll be yoga, hikes, e-bike tours. There's lots of activities that we can, that we are planning to organize for people. So it's not going to be a retreat like going up to the mountain in Tibet and having to meditate for 10, 12 hours in the cold or hot. Like, although that's good too, if you're into that. What we want to make sure people have a great time, and it's a life-changing experience, and you will be amazed at how remarkable your life becomes when you take such a leap. You know, I've done so many weird detox protocols and tried so many things in my life, and it's like, wow, I've done a lot of amazing things that most people haven't done. The people that something like this attracts, it always attracts the most wonderful people. So you're likely to make friends for life. And I would just say to people at home, if you know anyone who's been having any difficulty, please pass on this information. Please pass on the show, because we rely on you. We rely on the internet to get the alternative options to people that it can benefit from. Like I said, I reversed a whole bunch of conditions. If no one, it was much harder then than it is now, because like I had to piece together the information digging in ditches. So now we've got a protocol we believe will help, and we've got the palace for looking like 8 weeks, so people can come for 2, 4, 6, 8, come speak to us, see how long you can come, because the longer you stay out of the time that we've got the palace, we should use it. It's a precious opportunity. The longer you come, the more chance you have of getting the desired result. And that's, I believe, amazing. I believe we can get that result for people. So I know it's hard for people to get off work, but when you consider that people are spending $10,000 on IVF treatments with a 20 to 30, it can be a lot more than that, but at least 10,000 with a 20 to 30% success rate, you could have to do that 2-3 times. The emotional toll it takes, the financial toll it takes, and also, if I'm right, and one of the major causes of infertility are the same as the other chronic diseases, you're not tackling the underlying cause of the problem, which is the toxicity, the cellular deficiency of nutrition. My teacher said we're suffering from intergenerational cellular toxicity. So each generation is now getting sicker. It used to be that each generation was getting healthier. So the worst thing in the world was once, twice, three times, finally we got pregnant, and something tragic happened, like your precious newborn was represented in the chronic disease statistics, which we see are on the rise. We actually have the ability here to turn back the tide on the degeneration to chronic disease. We can actually we can regenerate. That's what it's all about. It's about regeneration, regenerative farming, regenerative detoxification, cellular regeneration.
Amazing. Well, yeah. And I'm curious. So now, obviously I know that infertility affects men and women. Like there's both different aspects of it for men and women. So do you guys see like a disproportionate amount of one versus the other, or men and women being affected at kind of the same rate? And then maybe if you could expand upon like what your different approaches are for men versus women in your protocols.
Well, it's actually a very interesting question because it's hard to say exactly if men or women are affected more. But what I do see is most often it's women in the clinics. And I don't know if that's a personality thing that women are feel more called to get medical intervention and receive help. Men often don't feel that they can receive that help or know where to get it, or have been misdirected in the past, don't trust the medical system, understandably. So I do see that women are often the ones seeking help and going for treatments. A good fertility clinic should be testing both partners, but again, often I see it's mostly women getting the testing done before, and then they'll try that. And if it doesn't work, then they'll move on and test male factor, like the sperm quality. So I think, so when I've been working in Calgary within the fertility clinics, I most often see women, but I would say that the problem is 50-50. It is affecting both. We're seeing a huge decrease in testosterone in men very recently, actually. But same thing with females, with there's all sorts of hormone disruptors. So there's lots of things going on in the body, and our hormone and endocrine systems are very sensitive to these changes. And yeah. When women do have like menstrual pain or really anything going on with their menstrual cycle, the most common thing prescribed is birth control. There's not a lot of other solutions in medicine. So people are on birth control, which has a huge effect on our hormone and endocrine system. And it takes a long time to clear the body of this. So one, people are being prescribed birth control, hormonal, and copper IUDs very young. And then they're on birth control for a majority of their life. And then they decide they want to have a child. Well, at minimum, it takes 6 months for the body to regulate itself. But I very often see it takes a lot longer, 2 years, 5 years, honestly, wow, to get the reproductive system back to the way it was. So there is this hormonal birth control is affecting a women's reproductive system. The copper IUD, it causes a lot of inflammation. IUDs in general cause a lot of inflammation in the uterus and can often have scar tissue. So again, how I was saying, like the hose is kinked, the scar tissue, it doesn't allow adequate blood energy flow to the reproductive organs. And so that's where they're missing out on a lot of the minerals and nutrients. Things to consider, and birth control is important, but just weighing your, and just knowing the information, I think, is really important, because some people do need it, but there are other things. For example, like many women that have very heavy bleeds, they felt that they had to go on birth control, but I've treated a number of women who had like over 7 day bleeding, and we resolved that within 2 treatments. So there are these other options, but right now birth control is the main fixer, and that's having a effect down the line.
Fascinating. Well, I guess like one of the things you mentioned there too. So like, I think society in general is suffering from a serious lack of testosterone out there in the world, right? You know what I'm saying? But and then like you see like the big rage these days is like testosterone replacement therapy, TRT, like getting like injections, like, and you know, it's like, I don't know, to me, that's just another pharmaceutical band-aid, you know what I'm saying? So what are some ways, like natural ways that guys can boost their testosterone levels without having to resort to like TRT treatment?
That's an amazing question. So like a big one is exercise and diet. Disclaimer, I'm not an expert in testosterone and building that back up, but that's the other really cool thing is Xtapa generated quite a following of healthy individuals and health practitioners in the last couple of years. Many people moved to Mexico that were of this mindset. And there's actually a really great practitioner here, and his whole practice is based on improving testosterone naturally. So I might just try to
pass in my information. Put me in touch. Yeah. Let's get him on the show.
His name is Paul Roy. Oh, I would love. Okay. Yes. I'll definitely connect.
Put us in touch. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. But yeah, he talks a lot about sunlight, exercise, nutrition, all natural things and all things that you can do. A lot about diminishing EMF radiation as well, mm-hmm. which I'm not an expert on, but he is. So yeah, he'd be great for this.
That'd be awesome. Isn't it funny? Like the answer to all of these problems, fertility, testosterone, just autoimmune conditions, it's always the same answer. And it's always back to just taking care of your own personal health, like taking responsibility for your own health, which at the end of the day is the only damn thing that we really truly have control over. You know what I mean? Like we don't have control over much in this world, right? Things happen all the time. Like, and also I always say, like we talk a lot about like fighting the new world order, like the government tyranny and all this stuff. Like the best thing you could do like today to fight all this nonsense is to just take care of your own personal health. Mm-hmm. Like they don't want us healthy. They want us sick. They want us dependent. They want us addicted to shitty food. They want us like, you know, like dependent on pharmaceutical products and a slave to the Western medical establishment. So the way we combat that is by becoming as healthy as humanly possible.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So it's just like, yeah, go ahead, Anthony.
Absolutely. Yeah. I just echo your sentiments. Like the art of living is to do the best you can with what you've got. So if they really are trying to poison you, then don't help them by putting additional poisons in your system. They're making money on both ends. You know, they're selling people junk and then they're treating people for the diseases that are caused by it. So yeah, I mean, what we really need is living examples, right? So we're trying to create a opportunity to demonstrate what is possible, because you can't argue with real life results. So what I guess what we should say is, if you're experiencing this problem or any of these chronic illnesses, for the main part it's not just luck. If it was bad luck, then there would be nothing that could be done about it. But all of life is just happening according to cause and effect. So when we identify the cause of illnesses correctly, then we can remove the cause. Then you give the body time to heal. And oftentimes we can reverse the illness. It just depends on how much damage is being done to the system. I think that, you know, the body's got, Megan said that, you know, we've not been prioritizing our reproductive health. The body's got its own priorities of what it thinks is important and not. You know, what I kind of remember in Star Trek when the Enterprise gets beaten up pretty bad, the engineers will say, okay, redivert energy from impulse and engines to the shields, right? So I feel like that's what's going on. Everyone's got their energy redirected to their shields. That means the energy is not there in the body to prioritize procreation, for example, or digestion suffers when we're in fight or flight mode. What does that mean? That means just like the Starship Enterprise, the shields are up. The shields are up, so you can't digest. When the shields go down again, you've got that energy to allocate to digesting properly. You know, one thing happens that before people, when people get heat stroke, is, you know, before they die, they suddenly feel a lot better, right? And then what happens is the body shuts down non-essential systems to free up water, and suddenly you feel like you're rehydrated because your body reallocated its limited. So what we need to do is basically get the body out of its emergency mode. And, you know, other symptoms of other illnesses may also kind of evaporate in a protocol like this. In fact, if you think that this protocol might be helpful to you and you want to join us, you should click the button on our website and have a call with me, and we'll find out if it's suitable for you or not.
Yeah, exactly. So that's one of the things that on the website, it says free consultation. So, you know, you can have a conversation. Anybody out there listening, watching, if any of this resonates with you, just, you know, do the free consultation, you know, see if there's something available within this offer that should be helpful for you. You know what I mean? Because this is like what it's all about, folks. Like, this is how we win what's going on in the world. We create more enlightened human beings in the world. And like, this is how we fight back. So if you're struggling with any sort of infertility, if you're trying to conceive and having difficulties, like just at least a free consultation, that's could be priceless right in and of itself. So I really like what you said a few minutes ago about the idea of just bad luck. Like I honestly haven't, like, I've never been at a point in my life where I've tried to conceive before. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's periods in my life where I was like trying not to conceive, you know what I mean? Like I just,
yeah,
like,
lots of practice is good.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? So it's like, it's never, you know, I went through periods of my time, of my life where I was like, I didn't want to have kids. I didn't want kids because I thought I fell for that spell of like, oh, kids are inconvenient and, you know, blah, blah, blah. All the things that we as a society have been conditioned to believe, you know what I mean? And it wasn't until just like literally maybe like 3 years ago, like post COVID, like I started listening to a couple podcasts that were a lot more solution focused and describing literally how, you know, family is wealth, about how like family is strength and like the community that you build out of that, like that is the solution. I realized like that was a huge, like I had a moment of cognitive dissonance and then that spell finally broke. And I realized I was completely wrong about that, about the idea of like having kids. Right. And so now I've kind of recalibrated my entire, like what I'm seeking in a partner is to start a family, right? That's like the priority that I'm operating from these days. But I've never really paid much attention to fertility. I haven't thought much about it, right? You know what I mean? Mm. But in my perception of infertility, it's like what you were saying there. I just thought it was just like bad luck. Like some people get pregnant, some people can't. Some people have sperm that works, some people don't. Like I thought it was like a luck thing. Like that's my perception of it. So the idea of that it's not just bad luck. These are environmental factors that are playing in that we can take control over to correct. And you know, when at one time you may have been infertile, now you are fertile, right? And so that's fascinating. Yeah.
Well, let's just talk about some examples that broke the mainstream. I mean, Alex Jones famously got lampooned and became a meme because he said, "They're turning the frogs gay."
Yeah.
And that wasn't exactly accurate, but it is actually true that atrazine is an endocrine disruptor which chemically castrates male frogs and even turns 10% of them into fully viable females.
Which is so crazy.
Yeah. And guess what? It's found in our municipal water supplies. Yeah. But, oh, you know, if you ask them, they'll say, oh, it's in safe levels. Forget about it. Right. But the thing is, how many toxins are there in safe levels, right? Because just last month, February, Journal of Exposure Science and Environmental Epidemiology reported that 80% of Americans tested positive for chloramaquat, which is a additive that's known to cause infertility. 80% tested positive for it. And this is found in some cereals and this and that. So there's the endocrine disruptors, and there's the estrogens that's in our scents. And, you know, this stuff accumulates. So if we can accumulate it, we can deaccumulate it. We can, I don't know what the word for the opposite of accumulate is, but I like the word regenerate. So we'll use that again. We can regenerate our cellular health.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you have any thoughts on that, Dr. Maranko?
Well, the one thought I had was kind of when you were talking about to like not wanting to get pregnant as well. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing with the healthy body is when we're listening to our body and in tune with our body, we're able to also prevent getting pregnant. If we are having regular cycles, then we can track our basal body temperature is a method of birth control where you're just using a thermometer in the morning. And when you're ovulating, your temperature spikes. And so that's a perfect way where one, like it gets you to pay attention to your body. And I find like where you're focused, your body sends your energy there. So when we're paying attention to our reproductive system and actually listening to what it's telling us instead of just ignoring it, like, for example, if you are having menstrual issues, instead of just saying like, oh, everyone has it, that's normal. It's not normal. You're not supposed to have pain once a month. Like there are things we can do. So the healthier we get our cycles and our body, it's not only for fertility, it's for our all around health. And this will also give you a better reading of when you are like which phases of your cycle you're in. And same with men, like the sperm quality, like pay attention to it. Like it's, and same with digestive health. Like sometimes people think they're gross topics to talk about, but it's so important. Like it's probably the primary indicator that you have of what's going on internally with your body, because it's what's coming out of you. So if you can pay attention to these qualities, you'll understand more when you are more fertile, when you're healthy, and when you're not, and when you can start receiving help with that. So I just think even if you aren't trying for a baby, it's really important to know how your sperm motility is, what the quality is, and just knowing for yourself so that you can be more in tune with your body. And then, like Anthony was saying, it's an accumulation of things. So when we let these, when we're not paying attention, these symptoms pile up. Like often people that are in chronic illness or chronic pain, it didn't happen overnight. It's we repressed all of these symptoms, all of these feelings. Emotions are a huge factor. Psychology work is really crucial for people going through infertility as well, because they all play a role in the body. So the more we can pay attention, the more we can prevent chronic illness, chronic disease, infertility. It's I just really encourage people that the body matters.
Right. And so,
absolutely,
and it tells a story.
Absolutely.
It has a story to tell if we listen.
Absolutely. Our bodies know best. They were designed perfectly, right? And all of our little interventions and the stupid things that we do to self-destruct to just kind of just get in the way, right? Well, we got a few minutes left, you guys. Why don't we just tell us calls to action here? Like, what do you want the people to know about the retreat? Tell the people the best way to learn more about it. And I think in the email it said something about like an offer to the audience, like a special deal or something like that, maybe? Like, if you guys have anything like that, like, tell us a little more about this.
Yeah, I mean, if when you go to book your free consultation, just type Rebunked into the coupon code, and we'll send you away with some extra supplements and things like that, so you can continue the program when you leave the retreat. And that will be of great value to you. We're going to make sure that we find out where everyone came from, because we're trying to make friends here. YouCanConceiveIt.com. I'm really proud of us for getting that URL. YouCanConceiveIt.com.
See, Anthony, you're good at that, dude. You've got some like what was your main one that you're talking about? Love yourself and love it.
Be yourself and love it.
See, you're like the domain name king, dude. You got 7pharmamyths.com, dude. Like, you're a legend.
There's also Be Yourself and Love It podcast. Yeah, it's a whole story how I came up with Be Yourself and Love It, actually.
It's great.
This one's youcanconceiveit.com. Please do pass on the information to anyone that you know who's struggling, because we rely on you to get this information to people who can make use of it. It's a very easy way to help someone a lot, just to send them a podcast or an interview or a domain name. Is there anything else you want to add, Megan, about an answer to Scott's question?
I don't think so. Yeah, that's the main website, youcanconceiveit.com. We have all the information there. And we do a consult with everyone that signs up for free, just to make sure that the program's a right fit. And actually, we didn't go into that. There are different supplements that we're going to provide as well that are useful for fertility as well as detoxing. So you will get that in the program. And then if you are a listener of the show, we'll send you home with some more supplements so you can continue that care at home. Also, if you want to work with me for any pelvic health or reproductive health, my website is www.bracanosacredhealing.com.
Oh, so okay. Hold on. I need to add that to the episode. So what is it? How do you spell it? R.
So that's B-E-R-K-A-N-O, Sacred Healing.
Sacred Healing. Almost got it there.
And so that's me.
There we go. Okay, cool.
So I have the website and the Instagram. On Instagram, I'm always trying to share some.
Yeah, what's your Instagram?
Bracano Sacred Healing.
Okay, same thing. Okay, cool. I'm going to add that to the episode description once we're done. So when it goes out, then everybody will be able to. Cool. Awesome. Beautiful. So, okay. Well, you guys, that's awesome stuff. I had one more question, but I forgot. Oh, well, we'll have to do part two.
Yeah, people can download my free ebook at 7pharmamyths.com. That should be the 7pharmamyths.com.
The number seven, pharmamyths.com.
I've relaunched Be Yourself and Love It podcast. So if you're a podcast listener, check me out, because in my hiatus, because I didn't post for ages, I've lost half or more of my listeners because they don't know it's happening again. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so we're pretty easy to find now, and we're here to enrich your life. So y'all come back now.
There you go. There you go. Right on, you guys. We'll definitely follow all the links below. You guys learn more. At least do the free consultation. See if it's something that you can benefit from. Even if you're not trying to conceive, you know what I mean? Like an 8-week retreat next top of Mexico. Like, come on. Come on now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and then just like set yourself up for success when you do finally meet the person that you're looking to conceive with, right? Maybe there's about like, you got singles? Are there any singles? Like maybe there may be some like connections being made at the retreat. I don't know, man. Like you never know.
One of my teachers told me that often they found people conceived during the protocol.
Yeah, see, there you go. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of that going on there. So that's really cool.
If you're a digital nomad, come down to Ixtapa Palace, a veritable paradise.
There you go. There you go. Well, while we're just real quick, you guys, while we're on the topic of romantic connections, I just have to do a quick little detour. So you guys, unjected.com, right? You guys know all about Unjected. Megan, do you know about Unjected? Antony, I know you know, but you don't know about Unjected? You guys don't know about Unjected?
I've heard of it.
Okay. Oh my God. Okay. Well, I'm the marketing director at unjected.com, the world's first and largest unvaccinated dating site. Okay.
So this is
where you go meet your apocalypse partner. This is where you go, do all that. See this couple right here, these guys got married off of Unjected. They're having a baby expecting in June. That's my truck with the Unjected license plate. I actually went to their wedding. Right. So it's like, this is like the real deal. Anyway, I just want to give a shout out because you guys, I know you've all been waiting for so long, but we actually have the brand new version of the site out right now as you speak. So you go there, you can see all the new connections, the new messaging tab. This messaging system is working now. Okay. You can do proximity search within, instead of selected by state, you can search by like a radius, like between 60 miles, 100 miles away from you. Find all the unvaxxed legends in your area. So unjected.com, sign up today. There you go. There you go. There you go. So that just dropped today. The new site dropped today, folks. It's been coming forever. Perfect. So get out there. Get out there.
Well, if you've got an option to join as a couple, I'll pass it on to my girlfriend.
Yes, we have what you can do is you can do community. So let's say you're looking for community, other just people that you want to network with. Community, friendships, dating. Community, friendships, dating. Doesn't have to be strictly for dating, but that option is there. Like we got couples and unjected babies popping up all over the place. So it's like
you're gonna have some upside down pineapples on that site.
Perhaps. So there you go. All right, guys.
We really like tropical fruit in Ixtapa, Mexico, because the pineapples, mangoes, the papayas, they're like nothing you've had anywhere else.
I can imagine. I can only imagine, dude. Yeah, it's not something you get at the Kroger's or the grocery store. You know, it's a little bit different. A little bit different than when you get at the grocery store. I bet
high quality.
Yeah, dude, I was in Maui because Shelby, the founder of Unjected, lives in Maui. I went out to go visit her and the team, right? I went there in October, and they have a literal avocado tree in their yard. And I've never heard such a thing. I tell you, dude, these avocados were the size of my head. I've never seen anything like an avocado, literally this. Yeah. And they had like 100,000 of them like hanging from the tree. I'm just like, is this heaven? Like, what is this? What is this place? Yeah. And you just pull it off, open it up, and I came like right at the perfect season. So I guess October is like perfect ripe avocado season. So if I ever go back, I'm going in October, dude. Blew my mind. I tried to bring some back, but they wouldn't let me at the airport.
The avocados here just do not compare to the avocados in Mexico, I have to say.
Yeah, wild.
I'm surviving on them, though.
That's awesome. Yeah, I mean,
thanks so much for having me back on the show.
Of course, guys.
We had a great time.
Yeah, thank you both very, very much. Keep me posted. If there's anything else you ever want to shout out, just let me know. And best of luck. Let me know if there's anything else I can do to help support you guys. So good job.
Awesome. Thank you, Scott.
All right, guys. Yeah, thank you. Well, next week, come on back. We got another episode, I believe, next Thursday. I can't remember who it's with, but it's going to be awesome. I guarantee it. So I'll see you guys next week. And yeah, just keep it.